Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this Friday, October 10th, 2025. I have your host, James, here. We're joined right now by our friends from Assumption Catholic Schools. We have Ryan Husted with us right now in studio. He is the director of campus ministry. Ryan, thanks for being here.
No problem. I'm glad to be here.
Always good talking with our friends from Assumption. Love our Royals and love, Ryan, you know me, I'm a theater guy. I love theater. I love talking theater any chance I get. So we had to bring you guys in to talk a little bit about the Assumption theatrical production of Sister Act that's coming up in November. We'll get more into the details and the dates of it a little bit later, but I wanted to start right out the gate. This feels like a smart a choice for a play to do for Assumption. It seems a little on the nose, maybe, but it also makes perfect sense. I can't imagine, like, I know the movie itself, I know the play is a very funny thing. Having kids do it is such a different, takes it to another level, I think, of funny and humor.
Yeah.
How did the choice of this come about? How did you guys decide on this one?
Yeah, well, first of all, yeah, it is kind of on the nose, but part of it was simply because of that. I thought, we haven't had a musical in a long time. It was 2019 when we had the last one, and then past COVID, it was kind of, we didn't have the staffing for it, and it's just kind of phased out of Assumption for a while. But when I came back, I was like, well, I definitely want to be able to do this. So then, figuring out what shows to do, I thought, okay. All these different things you got to look at, but the biggest thing I was looking at, it was like, what is one that the community is going to love? What is one that I think the kids are going to love in terms of how the script is, how the music is, all of that? And I think this just kind of hit me a little bit because it was on the nose, but also just the music in it is such a blast. The script is incredibly hilarious, and just overall, it's such a good, it's just very ingrained in culture, I think, too. Mm-hmm. Still very relevant in a lot of ways, too, is really, really cool.
I'll agree with everything you said there. And again, bringing this to high school is so much a fun setting, or as far as the cast and all that. For those that don't know the movie, don't know the play maybe a little bit, can we give a little bit of a synopsis, a little bit of a Cliff Notes version of what Sister Act is?
Yeah, so Sister Act is about a flashy 70s nightclub singer, Dolores Van Cartier, and she basically witnesses a mob hit. And so the police hide her in this stuffy convent until she can testify. But with her identity, a secret to the nuns, she's forced to act as one. So what else is there for a girl to do than teach the very sweet but not so sweet sounding nuns how to sing?
Right there, the concept is a fan. I would love to have been in the room when they came up with this idea. It's fantastic. It's
that
fantastic.
Great.
And so much of the things, the points that you made before really come home with this, and knowing that what the play is about, the synopsis of it and everything. It's such a fun show. How did it go? So for those that, aren't that in tune with theater, and we completely understand that, doing the difference of doing your regular run of the mill production and a musical is literally night and day, no pun intended. But it's a bigger thing to take on. And sometimes the royal can be more for a musical than they can be for your everyday play. So to what Ryan was saying earlier about them not doing musicals, or really a lot of local theaters not doing musicals, if you want to see more musicals, for one, we want you to come out. We want you to try out for community theater shows and that kind of thing. But also, we got to fund these things. We have to be able to help out the arts in our states, in our high schools, in our community and everything. Yeah. And so attending this show, you're not only going to take in a great show, but you're going to be helping them be able to put on more production in the future and everything. And you guys aren't just giving everybody a show. You guys got some a little bit of added things to this one. I see that they're going to have a musical gala along with it.
Yeah. So it's on Thursday is the first day of the show. It goes on a Thursday, it goes on a Friday, and then it goes on a Saturday. But on Thursday, our little special thing that we're doing is called the Assumption Theatricals Musical Gala, which includes the classic dinner show that we've always been able to provide with our musicals, but we're adding a special aspect to it, which is our silent auction, and then we're going to have a couple raffle baskets with that too. Putting all of those together is going to be super helpful. First of all, the auction is going to be super helpful to Assumption and the musical program in the future, but also it gives you the opportunity to have this experience of a lifetime. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, you come in, you'll be able to get like cocktails at our bar, talk to each other, have a social, been on those silent auction things. And then we've got Lori and friends catering our fantastic nice. Dinner, which will be just amazing. I'm super excited.
All that leading into the opening night of the show, which yeah. is a great idea, a wonderful idea. Certainly, you know, going to be helpful on a investing way of being able to help out this, you know, keep the musicals going and some of that. But a great idea to combine this stuff, too, because you hit on something right there of wanting a memory, wanting a moment. Yeah. That's where most people are nowadays. If they're going to spend their money on a ticket of anything, they want an experience. You're really giving people that with this. And Lori and Friends Catering is amazing. They're awesome. That's going to be a lot of fun. Can't imagine the items that will show up in that silent auction. They're always good stuff in those kind of things.
Yeah.
Especially with assumption involved, you know it's going to be. So that'll be fun. So the looking at this, you know, with opening night at least, you've got the cocktails, social, silent auction will kick off at 5:30. 6 will be the dinner with Lori and Friends Catering, as was mentioned. And at 7, opening night of Sister Act. That's going to be a lot of fun. That's a great night. Now, tickets for that, Michael, Ryan, I'm sorry, are $60 for that night, or are they for just for that night?
Yep. So if you would like to experience the cocktails, the social, the silent auction, and the dinner, and even a dessert during intermission, the tickets are $60. However, you could also just come that night and witness the opening night for our regular ticket price. But you just come in when it's time. Just so you know, you'll probably be sitting on the bleachers. But it's really cool because Assumption's getting new bleachers, which this will kick off the new bleachers at Assumption. Huh? So
yeah, there you go. Nice tie-in.
You know, good little thing there. But yeah, so that's the price of that.
We'll tell you how to get tickets before we wrap up today and everything. But I'm also like to let the audience look behind the curtain a little bit about this stuff. Again, no pun intended. How often were you guys able to rehearse for this show?
Yeah, so we're dealing with a lot of stuff because here's the thing with Assumption. We don't just have people who are interested in theater. We've got a very small pool of people, right? And so even if you're interested in theater, you're also interested in football. You're also interested in tennis. And so what we've really had to do is really work with our coaches for our fall sports and make sure that our rehearsals are kind of after all of the other ones. For me personally, I've been rehearsing every single night. But some of the kids, they'll get 2 nights, they'll get 3 nights, depending on who they are. They'll get, you know, 4 nights a week to rehearse. But we've been doing it since basically the first week of school has been auditions. And then second week of school, we jumped into it.
I appreciate that. For one, I like the audience to know how hard people work on these things when they're coming in to take these shows and what you're seeing out there and the work that's put into it. It's such a great point and something I think we forget about the farther we get away from high school and school in general and everything of, well, yeah, I want to do this, but I also want to do this, this, and this. And there's only so many hours in the day and so many hours after school. And it's really encouraging and cool to hear of you and the coaches working together on this.
Yeah.
Shout out to them for that.
Yeah, they've been super helpful and supportive of it. So,
for you, throughout this process, is there something that is anything that stands out to you, or the process itself is just enjoyable?
Oh, I mean, every time I do a show, it's so enjoyable because I just think of all the things I can do with it, you know. But these kids have been such a fun aspect of the show. This is my first musical that I've directed, and it's a lot of the kids' first show as well. And so I think we've all just had this kind of, I don't know if inaugural is the word, but like, you know, inaugural sense of like, we're here for the first time. You know, we're learning this together in a way. And it's been really cool. But they've been troopers, so that's been awesome.
The feeling of starting something, of getting something kind of hopefully a trend starting, of bringing musicals back and some of that. That's a powerful feeling. It's a wonderful feeling. And that kind of feeling is a big part of the reason why we encourage you to support these shows. And while I love all types of theater and everything, if you're going to choose one type of theater support, it's high school theater. It's these kids. Oh, yeah. There is no such thing as a bad high school show. It never has happened and it never will. Every one of these shows are amazing with these kids. They truly are. And I'm not just saying that to be nice. I truly genuinely mean that. And it's one of those things where, again, you're going to spend the money on the ticket. You're going to sit there and you're going to take in a good show. And from the bottom of your heart to the top of your head, you're going to be feeling good, not only from the entertainment of the show and laughing and all that, but knowing that you had just invested in your community.
Right.
You just helped the arts in your community. And there's also the other part of this, of what it does for these kids. We don't know what they might go on to do. They're all going to go on to do great, amazing things, I'm sure. But whatever they end up doing, they could use some confidence with it. They could use some people skills, some speaking in front of people skills, some of those things. When you're going and taking in these shows, you're supporting that. You're helping that. You're encouraging that. You're literally investing in helping the future, because that's what these kids are. And you're helping them do that just by taking in a show. And a good show at that, by the way. Sister Act is a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you never know whose life is going to change either by doing theater. Theater has that effect on people.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So helping out the arts is always super, super great.
Ryan, it's been great hanging out with you. I do really appreciate the time. Let's remind everybody the details of the performances, when they are, what to expect, and how they can get tickets.
So Sister Act is opening on November 13th, 2025. We have that whole dinner show. Again, 5:30 p.m. cocktails, 6 o'clock dinner, 7 o'clock opening night. We also have a show November 14th on Friday night at 7 o'clock. And we also have a show November 15th. It's a two-show day, so we have a Saturday matinee at 1 o'clock, a closing night performance at 7 o'clock. And for all of the performances, adult tickets are $15. Student tickets are $10. And if you're looking for tickets, you've got a bunch of places to go. The main place we're selling tickets is our show website that just got up today. You can find it at our.show/AHS Sister Act. I'll say that one more time. our.show/AHS Sister Act. You can also find it on AssumptionCatholicSchools.org or on our Facebook, Assumption Theatricals. We're doing a fun little Facebook thing that if we have 167 people on Facebook, followers, you might be entered into a raffle for a free ticket. So that's super exciting.
That's not only exciting, that's a great encouragement to people to like that page, subscribe to it, keep up to date on it. And again, buy local, support the arts, everybody, and take in this great show. Make plans November 13th or 14th or 15th, or take them all in because there's no reruns in theater. It's going to be a great time and you're going to enjoy yourself. And Ryan, we had a great time with you. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Please tell the cast, everybody involved, break a leg, have a great run.
Thanks.
And thank you for joining us, everybody out there, for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.